June 24th, 2023. Another edition of Scott Speaks coming at you here on the BroPod Network. I've been out all week. Those that follow me on Facebook already know this. I was in Vegas this past week. Just a little vacation. Just a guy's trip. Kind of for my birthday, I guess. Like me giving myself my own birthday gift. And also was on the tail end of Father's Day, obviously, this past Sunday. So I was out literally all week, you know, Sunday night to Friday night. And then so Todd and I weren't able to link up and record anything. And then Todd and family went to the beach, down to the beach right now. So it'll probably be an Ocean Isle episode coming up next week from Todd and I. But so weren't even really able to record today either. Today being Saturday, June 24th, as I mentioned. And then Jamie and I have been talking for a while about doing another show, doing an episode of The Other Half, but she has strep throat. So name one profession that strep throat impacts more than any other. Not that we do this as a profession, but name one thing that's extremely difficult to do when you have strep throat. Eat potato chips. Nope, wrong answer. Do a podcast. Correct. Doing a podcast is just not on the short list of things you want to do if you have a very bad sore throat. So we did not do that either. So I said, I guess I'm doing another episode of Scott Speaks here tonight to keep the streak alive and get another episode in here on the BroPod Network here on the week of my birth. Well, many years after, but you know what I'm saying. The week of my birthday. So, yeah, I just wanted to hop on real quick, and I got to really do this fast, super quick edit and upload. I'm going to try to make this like 20, 25 minutes. Again, another short one. Another shorty. My apologies. By the way, let me know. Slide into the DMs, the_bro_pod on Instagram or Twitter, or shoot me an email at thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, and let me know, do you prefer, particularly when I'm doing Scott Speaks, do you prefer these like 20, 25, 30-minute podcasts, or are you an OG fan and you like Todd and I rambling about God knows what for 90 minutes? Not that Todd and I would even know how to do a 30-minute show, but if people are like, yeah, I'm a lot more likely to listen if it's not an hour and a half because that's ridiculous, then so be it. We can make that adjustment. I'm fine with that adjustment. But just need to know. And if everyone says, no, I prefer the longer format, then I'll even try my best to figure out a way to make these longer, make this one longer, anytime I do Scott Speaks. By the way, it still boggles the mind. I talked to Jamie about this, and maybe even Todd and I talked about this. I don't know. When I do the Scott Speaks episodes, I change the picture that goes along with it because I don't want to put up a picture of the BroPod. Obviously, I'm not going to put a picture of The Other Half because it's just me. So I have this picture of myself that I upload. But whenever I upload the standard BroPod with Scott and Todd episode pictures or episodes, it's the same picture every time. No one says anything. So I think because it changes and because it's a different picture, maybe it hits more people's feeds. But I get all these comments about, oh, great picture, Scott. Look at you. What a professional photo. And I'm like, I've uploaded this every time I've done one of these. I've done a half dozen or so now. It gets so much feedback, though, which I know, you know, interaction on social media, that's how the word gets out and the popularity spreads. So I'm certainly not complaining. And it indicates that people care about it and are interested in it. So thank you for that. But it's just odd to me that, we get almost no interaction when I just upload a regular BroPod with Scott and Todd episode. But I upload a Scott Speaks. I put a picture, you know, my stupid corporate picture, and people freak out. So, again, I appreciate it, but very much not necessary. I feel a little awkward with all the attention. So, in any event, we move along. Just a couple quick things I wanted to hit on today. First of all, normally in this episode, and certainly probably next week's episode when Todd's at the beach and we're talking, we will be chatting about the NBA draft. I've not watched the NBA draft. It happened Thursday night when I was out in Vegas. I've kind of seen who most of the top picks are. Obviously, Victor Wembanyama was number one, but it's on my DVR. I will be watching it over the next couple of days so that Todd and I can talk about it during the next podcast, because even though Todd loves the NBA and doesn't pay any attention to college basketball, I'm certain he was paying attention to what happened at the draft and around the draft, like before the draft. There have been players that have moved. A bunch of big names have moved cities. And then obviously Todd will be, you know, keenly interested in what happened with the Blazers, be it trades they made or picks that they made in the draft. And I'll talk about some of the changes that, again, I've already gotten wind of with the Lakers as well. So, but we'll hit on the high points of the draft. Talk about where the Duke players went, that sort of thing. So just letting you guys know, I did watch it. I just haven't had time to do a proper analysis. And it'll be more fun talking about it with Todd, because he cares. And as mentioned a couple weeks ago, we do have a special guest coming up. I don't know if I revealed who it was. I probably did. In fact, I know I did, because we talked about how Rohan, my friend, my good friend, asked me on the podcast, and we're going to try to figure out how to make that happen. But we talked about how he is, shocking to me, no longer a fan necessarily of the Celtics specifically. He just kind of follows players, and that blew Todd's mind when I mentioned that to him. So anyway, so hopefully if we can get him on the next week or two, we can have that conversation with Ro about the NBA draft as well, because I'm sure he's watching and just state of the game and all that sort of stuff. So if you're a fan of Sibling Dribblings, stay tuned. Even though the season is over, there's more to come with SD content. Just not this week, because it's just me. And I'm not going to talk about basketball when it's just me. So deal with it. I did want to cover a couple things. That was it. Just let you know that I have the draft on the DVR. I will be watching it. Probably just the first round. I realized I only recorded what ESPN had allotted for the draft, which is almost, it almost never goes deep into the second round. So let's have to read up on what happened in the second round. The first round is always the exciting part anyway, so I'll be fine. But I do want to talk about a couple other things. So we have talked on this pod, specifically the Bro Pod, before about my issues with growing grass in both the front and backyard. And this goes out to anyone who majored in golf course management or turf grass management or whatever it may have been called at your respective college. I've had some success this year. Over the series of a couple weekends, I did a pretty long project of kind of cleaning up the grass, cleaning up the ground, as it were, in the backyard. It was basically just dirt. Then, running over it and kind of putting the deep holes in there, and then planting seed. And for a couple weeks, watering heavily. Now watering less. Probably going in next week, I'll water even less still. I started doing morning and night every day of the week. The past couple weeks, I've just done a morning watering. I've not done the evening watering. And then starting this next week, I'll probably do it every other day. Do like a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday sort of thing. We're out back tonight playing with Stella and Jamie and Isla and I, we're all back there. And in the backyard, it really looks nice. Now, it's not like super thick. It's not like Bermuda grass, for those that know the different types. It is, it's a rye grass. It's very, if you really look at it, it's almost like you can see the individual shoots of grass. But it really is, in certain sections, particularly, coming in quite thick. It's extremely green. It looks fake almost. And I was talking about it with Jamie earlier, and I think there are a couple of things at play, right? It's been It was an exceptionally rainy May and even June so far. June's almost over. It's been exceptionally rainy and wet, and so the ground is just saturated constantly, which, of course, made it difficult to figure out when exactly I was going to plant the grass, because you don't want to, because it's not planting. You don't want to, you're just throwing seed out. You don't want to throw seed out and then have a thunderstorm and then everything puddles up, because that's happened to me in the past when I tried to plant seed. It's very frustrating. It's something you can't control, of course. But it's also very helpful because that makes a very healthy, rich soil, you know, upon which the grass can grow. So it's been very wet. It's been unseasonably, I don't want to say cool, but it just this past week while I was out of town, like we consistently had a week of 80 degree temperatures where every day the high was in the 80s. And so it's been quite cool all through May and through most of June. I think that's helped because there's no truly scorched earth. And then the third thing is I used a different brand of seed. I think the mix was about the same. It's like a sunshade mix. Like I said, it's the Kentucky ryegrass. But it's just doing so much better. And I had some older seed that I'd used last season. And that's what I used this season, excuse me, in the front yard and the front side yard. And that stuff isn't growing nearly as well. But my process was exactly the same, but I didn't use it. Or I used that older seed up front, but then the backyard, I got a brand new bag. Thought it was the same kind, just different brand, but man, is it successful. I've already mowed it fully once. I'll probably mow it again tomorrow. I might wait till next weekend, but if we're out there playing more frequently, I want to keep it kind of relatively mowed. And plus, that helps it grow, you know, because if you let grass, new grass, grow really high, it actually shades the other new grass that's just a couple weeks behind. So you need to keep it relatively low at a relatively consistent clip. So it's just super exciting. Like, we were outside playing with Stell today. I mentioned that, Jamie. I was like, there's, you know, you can spend a lot of time and effort cleaning your house, let's say, or painting a fence, or whatever it is, you know, doing laborious thing, you know, doing laundry. I don't know, we cleaned out the refrigerator earlier today, like those sorts of things. And you have a sense of achievement because you can now see it. You can see that it looks better. You see it every day. It feels fantastic. But maybe this is just a total guy thing to say, but there's something about literally planting grass with your own two hands, right? Getting, you know, tilling the soil and you may think I'm joking with all this. I'm not. I tilled the soil, you know, cleaning it out, evening it up, putting down the base layer, putting down the fertilizer, and of course putting in the seeds, and then watering it and watching it grow. And there's that first 7 to 10 days where nothing happens, and you're like, is this going to be a total bust? You just have to have patience. And then again, in my case, many times throughout that first 7 to 10 days and the week since, we've had big rains, hailstorms, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is going to beat up the grass. It's going to make those puddles I'm talking about, which just means it's going to wash away grass seed from one area, but we have this giant patch of grass where all the seed puddled up. All of that happened. All of those things happened, and yet it looks really, really good. And my only regret at this point is that I didn't quite simply and quite literally just go through a second time and throw even more seed out there. Because I feel like there are some spots that are kind of patchy, and I think it's just because I didn't throw in enough seed. And I did it by hand. I know a lot of people are like, well, what, you know, we talked about this on the podcast, Todd and I have, what kind of spreader did you use? Yeah, those spreaders are cool. I have one, but as I mentioned before on the BroPod, Todd, with Scott and Todd, the seeds are too small. So it would burn through the seeds so quickly. So I can't really do that. They have a hand spreader, but it's like $40. The one that I saw is like $30-$40. I'm not going to do that. You can just do it by hand. And again, I'm 80 to 85% pleased with how it went. It's just if I, again, just real quickly walked across the entire yard again and just done one more throw, I feel like it would look amazing. It'd be like much thicker and super deep and super thick and It's obviously super green. So I feel like now I need to upload pictures to the BroPod Facebook page. I'll do that if I think about it. But and I meant to take before and after pictures, and I didn't. And I really feel bad about that. But regardless, it's just there's such a feeling of achievement and accomplishment when you do a project combined with Mother Nature and you get this level of results. It just really feels awesome, I guess is all I'm saying. So shout out to all you green thumbs out there. I guess technically I can consider myself one as well now, accidentally. But it was a necessity. It needed to happen because our backyard was a dirt patch for sure. So problem solved there. There's now grass that my dog can lay in, roll around in, a grassy backyard that my daughter can play in. And it's interesting, we also had this conversation tonight while outside playing with Stella. we have, as I mentioned on several of the shows on this fine network, we have an inflatable pool that we used last summer, and we unfortunately did not deflate it over the winter, so it stayed out there all winter and spring. You know, it was full of snow at certain points, and now it's got brackish water. I need to do a deep clean of it, and I will do that at some point soon because we now have a cover for it that supposedly keeps it warmer, heats it up more, so we'll see about that. But in any event, that's not my point. My point is we have a pool, and now the question is, well, because last summer when we just had a dirt patch out there, no big deal. Just lay it in the middle of the backyard. But now it's like I got grass. And this isn't an inflatable pool. It's like a true kiddie pool, like 3 or 4 feet across. This is like 10 feet by 6 feet. And when it's full of water, it ain't going nowhere. So if we want to keep the water in, put the cover on it, and just reuse it as the same pool over and over again, you know, having it on the grass is going to kill that portion of grass. For sure, because it won't get any sun, it won't get any water. And so my question, or the question that I'm now faced with is, do I just, because there's a section out there, it's a little less well covered than the rest of the lawn. So the question is, well, do I just say, well, we'll just kind of let the grass die, unfortunately, during the month or 6 weeks we can use the pool, and then actually clean it and deflate it and bring it in, put it in the basement. Once we get to like fall time, we're not going to use it anymore for, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 months or more. And then hope that in that time, once I remove the pool, oh, the grass will come back. It's a possibility, not a guarantee, but that could possibly work. Or do I put it like on our back deck, which would probably look pretty silly, but would at least allow me to keep it out somewhere, have the cover on it. We could use it. It would be out of Stell's way, at least for the most part. Like, this is such a first world problem. I acknowledge that. But, like, now it's what I'm faced with is what am I going to do with this inflatable pool? And what makes the most sense? What doesn't look stupid? You know, what's going to work? Big decision. Big decisions I got to make here. So, oh, and apparently we have chlorine tablets now. I saw that Jamie purchased some chlorine tablets, which I find pretty interesting. So, yeah, we're gonna see what happens with the pool. We'll keep you guys up to speed on that. I'm not sure what the right answer is. And my whole life, well, not my whole life, my youth, up through college, not even through college, up through middle of high school, I guess. First 15 years of my life, we'll call it that. Something like that. We always had a pool in the backyard. But it was, you know, the Carolinas, so it was in-ground. It was an in-ground pool. It wasn't this above-ground inflatable pool or anything along those lines. So I just don't know the best way to manage it. I don't want to have a permanent dead spot in my grass again, even though I now feel very confident I can bring it back every year. I don't want to have to do that every year. I don't want to have to regrow it every year. I'd like to have some consistent grass out there that I can rely on. So, just got some decisions to make as far as that stuff is concerned, and we'll see what happens with it. And then I guess the one other thing I wanted to talk about was, I may have talked about this in the last Scott Speaks. I genuinely don't remember. I should have pulled up the details of what I talked about last time. But this past week, as I kind of alluded to, on Wednesday was my birthday. I was in Vegas, so, you know, aside from being home, having a nice birthday at home, where else would I rather be but Vegas? So I was not upset about that at all. But it was interesting because, you know, look, I'm a man of a certain age. My age starts with a 4. Birthdays don't matter, really, anymore. I mean, I guess 50 is kind of a watershed birthday for a lot of people, but, you know, everything past that is just like, I'm happy I got another birthday, you know. I'm able to live another year. I made another cycle around the sun, sort of a thing. But it's interesting because, and I know, I remember now, on the last Scott Speaks, I talked about my, the family dynamic of asking for gifts. But I don't know if I spoke about, like, it's just another year. Like, pomp and circumstance around birthday, and even for me as a relatively new father, around Father's Day too, again, probably just me, but I'm sure there are other guys out there that feel the same way. I don't care. Like, I appreciate anything that I get, anything that is given to me, gifts, etc. But I'm not looking for anything special. I'm not expecting anything. It'll be nice to get a cake. I still don't have a cake, but that's because Jamie can't taste anything. So I told her we can wait until her ability to taste comes back. The illness that she has been crazy. The fact that it's now strep throat, she's basically been sick for like 2 straight weeks, which I feel terrible about, of course, because I was out this past week, but out of town. but now, just in the past few days, she's lost the ability to taste things, smell things. It's coming back occasionally, like even just today, occasionally a couple of things that she ate. She was like, for a few bites, I could smell that, I could taste that. But for the most part, she cannot smell or taste anything. So in terms of a birthday cake for me, we're going to wait until she can taste it, which is completely fine. I don't care. We can do it a July 4th cake and call it my birthday cake. But I do like having a birthday cake. But aside from that, for Father's Day, nothing. I don't expect anything. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, let him sleep in, let him take a nap. That would be great. Love a good nap. Wouldn't mind the ability to take a nap. I didn't this past Sunday because I was leaving that night for my week-long trip to Vegas, or my 5 days in Vegas. But, you know, again, it's not an expectation. I don't expect to get that nap. I didn't get it. I didn't get one today. I would have liked to have gotten one today. Maybe I'll get one tomorrow. We kind of talked about that, like, because originally Jamie thought tomorrow, meaning June 25th, was Father's Day. So we'll see if I will act as if it's Father's Day, but I probably won't because she's still under the weather. So I'm trying to, you know, do as much extra as I can to take the burden off of her because she's just not feeling well. But it is just funny when you think back to when you were younger and how important 16 was and 21 was and, you know, 30 even for much people, 40 for much people. Like, I've already gone through this, but none of those mattered to me, even when I was a kid, which tells me it's probably just a me thing. But, you know, certainly these birthdays in the 40s, who cares? Like, who cares? It's just another year. Again, a nice meal would be great. Gifts are great. We already talked about how we do the gifts. So, at least in my family. So surprise gifts, sure. And, you know, I do still have my buddy Adam, who I lived with for 12 years in Greenville. He and I still give each other gifts for birthdays, and his are always off the wall. He gave me an awesome one. I'm not going to even reveal what it is because I hope to use it in a podcast episode soon, so you guys will just get to experience what it is. Partial spoiler alert. But aside from those, which are surprises, I know what I'm getting for the most part, you know, and it's, you know, it's just, it's things that I need, sometimes things that I want, but even, I always have a tough time thinking about what those things are that I want, and I always wait to create my list to the last minute. It's just another year, folks. Again, I appreciate everything that I get. Those that are listening to this that sent me gifts, thank you. To my wife, thank you. She got me some gifts, and eventually we'll have a cake. I know that's true. But it's just, the rest of it is unnecessary. It's superfluous, if you will. SAT word. Anyway, okay. I need to go check to see why the air conditioner has been running the entire time I've done this podcast. And it's 11:52. Probably almost 11:53, so I need to edit this super fast and get it up before midnight to keep the streak alive. So in order to allow myself to do that, I'm going to end it right here. Thank you for listening. Again, let me know what you think about the_bro_pod on Twitter and Instagram, or shoot me an email, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Hit up the website, bropodnetwork.com. We thank you all for listening. I thank you all for listening. And until next time, everybody.